Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And again, I'm going to implore you to share this far and wide. We continue down our march to the exposure and the truth revealed with regard to the conduct of the Biden-Harris administration and the despicable FEMA, which really, I think, has signed their own death warrant. They need to be disbanded. You know, it's kind of funny. Kamala will say disband ICE and then lie about it in the campaign. But I'm serious about this. Disband FEMA. They are no good for nothing. Just turn it over to federal authorities. Federal funds go to them. They're transferred in the event of an emergency. Should be a federal law that they have to do it within 6 hours of the declaration of an emergency. And just leave FEMA out, eliminate all those jobs. Oh, but who would babysit the illegals and transport them exactly? Okay, but again, please share this far and wide. We are brought to you by the Nanosoma Spray. And just say this very quickly. Reverse strip lung linings. This is what happened for me, and I got the lifestyle I haven't had in 25 years after a terrible prognosis that, hey, oxygen and shortened lifespan. Hasn't happened, will not happen in the near future, and I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years, but you don't have to have what I have. This strengthens the immune system in many, many different ways. The nuclear receptors improved, enhanced. The production of vitamin C within the human body. Oh, so what? Yeah, we don't do that naturally, but this stimulates this and improving the telomeres, which is linked to longevity. So you don't have to have strip lung linings. If you got something that's bothering you, you're facing a big challenge right now. Can you really afford to wait? I don't think so. Get the relief, the experience, the miracle that I had. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com, iwantmyhealthback.com. Now, FEMA has made their way into the larger cities, urban areas. They're still MIA where they're really needed, which is in the rural areas where people are starving to death, dying of exposure. This is unbelievable. But anyway, here's a lady talking about her father. I think she said he's 73 years of age. And FEMA is in Asheville, a little bigger city, easier to locate, easier to get to, not as devastated, but still devastated. Let's hear her experience, her family's experience with FEMA, best case scenario in the urban area while the rural areas go ignored.
Hey, everybody. Today we're going to talk about FEMA. Because I have a personal FEMA story now. And I've been hearing a lot here on TikTok about how FEMA is like commandeering donations and putting them in their own warehouses and saying they need to control them, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to start going down that rabbit hole next, but this is my FEMA story today. So my uncle has lived in St. Pete, Florida for his entire adult life. So quite some time. He's 73 years old. Born and raised in Michigan, where I'm at, you know, blue collar dude, my whole family is a little rednecky, call us whatever you want. We're good, hardworking people. And he has been too his whole life. He actually worked for the city in public transit for 20 years. So giving back, doing all he can, you know, just making his way in the world. Home was completely destroyed in Helene. He had evacuated, did what he was supposed to do. He's up in a hotel and paying for the hotel himself. So he comes back to his home and it's gutted. Basically, all of his possessions are gone. The home is uninhabitable. So he obviously can't stay there. FEMA comes in. I believe that this was yesterday. FEMA comes in. They're there for 5 minutes. They didn't even go through the whole home. But you walk in and you can tell, I guess, the situation, right? So they tell him it'll be 8 to 10 business days before you hear anything. We're going to go back and look at everything. We'll let you know. All right, cool. He gets an email this morning with the results of what FEMA is going to give to him. We'll get to that in a second. First, I went back and did a little digging on FEMA myself. And in 5 minutes of Googling on the Google machine, it's really easy to find all the, and a lot of it comes to.
You want a fact checker, and I recommend you do. Gather your own facts. I have. But I would do it soon, and I'll tell you why. They're scrubbing all this material, and Google is hiding this. I'm being very serious. Google is limiting the amount of people coming to see me. They're limiting to the SGT report, to John Moore. I'm getting these reports. John hasn't even told me, and I know John pretty well. But I heard this third party telling me about John Moore. It's happening to everyone who's telling the truth about these tragedies. Google is stepping in and stopping traffic. Or let's put it this way, greatly diminishing the traffic. Okay, fact check while you still can.
Directly from FEMA. It's their website, FEMA.gov or whatever it is. All comes from there, so it's legit. And I screenshotted it and I saved all the bookmarks. So if anybody comes at me like, "Oh, you're making shit up," I'm not making up anything. And I'll be happy to provide receipts. But in 2024, FEMA's budget was $37 billion, and they requested additional fundage before Helene. They requested it before Helene. So let's just round it up and say 40 billion, just for, because we can. And FEMA is authorized, so I also learned, FEMA is authorized to grant an individual up to $42,500 for like your home loss, and an additional $42,500 for other incidentals. So what is that? 85 grand per person. They are authorized to grant that. Okay. So I did a little bit more digging. Where did FEMA's money go? And you can't really tell for 2024. I couldn't find it in the 5 minutes that I spent looking. I'm sure somebody out there can find it. But in 2023, very easy to find because, again, it's on the FEMA website. Went to five major areas: Arizona, Texas, New York City, New Mexico, and Chicago, which all happen to be border or sanctuary. A lot went to Colorado too. There was like I think $1 million went to Denver, but like Maricopa County in Arizona, $11 million. Pima County in Arizona, $28 million. I think New York City was right in that 27, 28-ish kind of million situation, and Chicago was way up there too. Go on the site, check it out. The numbers are there. It's really easy to find.
Interrupt her for a second. In case you're wondering, Pima County is Tucson, effectively, and Maricopa County is the greater metropolitan area in Phoenix, but it does extend into Pinal County as well. So she's absolutely right. I've checked these numbers out. It's true. And I want you to hear those millions going to those communities and what happens to her father and his FEMA compensation.
So they've spent a lot of money on non-citizens. Sorry, my cat jumped off. On non-citizens, they have obviously been very well-funded non-American citizens. Again, my uncle, and I'm a lifelong American citizen, good, hardworking, salt of the earth kind of fella. Guess how much they're going to give him? $2,600. An American citizen is worth $2,600.
When the illegals are first encountered, they're given an EBT card and $2,900 cell phone. Her father's getting less than this as an American citizen who's been through destruction, in which he's eligible for up to 85,000. This is not your government. You are their enemy. They're treating you as the enemy. And like I said, the people in rural North Carolina face another night where more people are going to die. They're going to starve to death. They're going to die of exposure while FEMA sits on their thumbs and takes care of the illegals. Thanks for sharing this. And to the rest of you, we need to rise up.